2.2.
OK, so steel bodywork versus aluminium bodywork.
What about pre-use, then?
Well, I think it takes a lot of energy to produce aluminium compared with steel, because aluminium's made by electrolysis.
Yeah, so steel's better, presumably.
I think so, yeah. But hang on a minute. With aluminium, it depends how much is derived from ore and how much is recovered from recycled material. Mm. As far as I know, recycling aluminium takes less energy, so I'm not really sure.
Presumably it'll be mixed, won't it? For a given batch, there'll be so much new material and so much recycled material.
Probably, yeah. OK, so that needs to be researched, then.
Hmm. Is car bodywork galvanised when it's made from steel?
Oh, good question. I'm not sure.
If it is, if it has to be coated with zinc, then that would take extra material and extra energy, so that's an important consideration.
Hmm, true. OK, so that's another question to note.
Hmm. Then there's the energy consumed when they're transporting bulk metal to the car plant.
But presumably aluminium takes less energy to transport, being lighter.
I'd say so, yeah.
OK. What about manufacturing?
Well, aluminium would be lighter to handle, wouldn't it? It probably takes less energy to cut as well.
Yeah. Not sure whether it takes less energy to weld compared with steel.
Hmm, good question. Another thing to check out.
Hmm. What about in-use, then? I assume aluminium's better because it's lighter, so you consume less fuel.
Yeah, and it should last longer as well.
Hmm. Is that an environmental consideration, though?
Well, yeah, because if things last longer, they need to be manufactured less often, so you use less energy.
True. But then, is the lifespan of a car determined by the life of its bodywork?
Good point.
It's usually determined by the chassis, or the engine, isn't it?
Is it?
Hmm. Another one to be researched.
OK, what about post-use, then?